Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friend, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Young's telephone is rung steadily all day with calls from neighbors and friends who read the front page story in the Morning Free Press about Peggy's engagement to Carter Trent. And now the phone is just rung again. And this time, according to Pepper, it's Mr. Trent, Carter's father, calling from Chicago. As Mrs. Young and Edie watch, Peggy backs away from the receiver Pepper is holding out to her.
Mr. Trent wants to talk to me. Oh, no, there must be some mistake, Pepper. He couldn't want to speak to me.
Well, he does. He's on the phone, I tell you. Go on, sis. He asked for you.
Oh, it must be for Carter, Pepper. He wouldn't want to talk to me. He's never even met me.
Come on, step on it. You don't want to keep him waiting, do you?
But I can't, Pepper. I couldn't speak a word. I don't know what to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, she's here. Just hold the wire a minute, please. I'll get her. Come on, Peggy.
Pepper, why did you ever tell him I was here?
Well, you are here, aren't you?
Dear, you have to speak to him. You know Carter would want you to.
He would?
Of course. If he knew his father was calling you, he'd want you to speak to him.
What does he ever want to say to me? Oh, just to tell me I can't marry Carter, I bet. I know it is.
Oh, I wish you'd let me talk to him. I could pretend I was you. I'd talk to him all right.
No, Edie, this is Peggy's job. All right, Mama. Pepper, give me that phone.
Atta girl, that's the stuff.
Hello? Yes, this is Peggy Young. Who? Mr. Trent, how do you do, Mr. Trent? What did you say? You say you're not Mr. Trent?
It isn't Mr. Trent.
Sure it is. They said it was Mr. Trent.
Oh, Pepper, keep still. I can't hear a thing.
Well, then who is it? Is it your father?
Mom, I can't hear. Wait a minute. Who did you say it was, please? Will you please speak a little louder? Mr. Trent's secretary? Oh, it's Mr. Trent's secretary.
Yes. Yes, that's right. This is Miss Young.
Well, I thought they said Mr. Trent wanted to speak to me. I mean, how do you do?
What's he say?
Oh, wait a minute, Mom, dear. Yes. Yes, that's right. I'm the one. And I'm terribly sorry. Did Mr. Trent see the papers? I mean, is there something in the Chicago papers about us? About me? About Carter? Yes. Yes, there's something in the paper here, too, only I'm really terribly sorry about it.
Don't be so apologetic. You don't have anything to be sorry about. Go on, act like you're somebody.
Oh, keep quiet, never.
Pepper, do hush up.
She can't think. Let me talk to him, will you?
No, no, Edie, go away, will you? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yes, that's right, we're engaged. I think Carter wrote to his father, and I'm terribly sorry it came out in the papers before Carter had a chance to tell his father. We didn't mean to have it come out in the papers like that. What? What did you say?
What's he say?
What? Shh, wait a minute, Mama. You don't want me to tell Carter you called? Well, yes, I guess so, if Mr. Trent doesn't want me to, but I don't see why. Why, yes, I'd be glad to see you. I mean, do you want to come all the way here to Elmwood?
Oh, they're coming to Elmwood to see her.
Good heavens. Is Mrs. Trent coming, too?
Well, I think it's really a lot of trouble for you because, you see, I'm coming out to Chicago soon with Carter. Yes, that's right. He was going to fly me out there to meet his father and mother and everybody. But of course, if you want to come here first, well, I'd be very glad to see you. And my mother would be very glad to see you, too. And so would my father, only he isn't here right now. Yes. Yes, all right. Tomorrow. All right. Tomorrow, then. And thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Well, what did he say?
What is he coming here for?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea, Mama.
Well, who's coming?
I don't know that. I couldn't understand it. That was Mr. Trent's secretary talking.
Peggy, tell me exactly what the man said.
He said Mr. Trent has read an account in the newspaper here in Chicago of Carter's engagement to you.
And did he say that Mr. Trent was annoyed by it?
No, he didn't, Mama. And I said I was sorry, and... Well, you heard what I said. And then he said, Mr. Trent is very anxious to meet you. And, of course, I thought that was awfully nice of him. Don't you think it's nice of him, Mama?
Well, yes, I guess it is.
And then he said... But Mr. Trent is also very anxious that Carter know nothing about this conversation. You know, he sort of stopped every few minutes as though Mr. Trent were there telling him what to say.
But why shouldn't Carter know about it?
Well, then what, dear? Then what else did this man say?
Then he said, Will it be all right if we call on you tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my stars. You better have me here for a witness.
Oh, Edie, I don't need any witnesses. I don't want anybody here. I hardly think I'd dare be here myself.
Well, go on. What else?
Well, that's all. He just said, may we call on you tomorrow? And I said, yes. And that's all. Mama, do you really think Mr. Trent's coming all the way here just to see me?
Well, of course, dear. But I still don't understand why he didn't want you to tell Carter.
I just wish I weren't so frightened. I wish I weren't so terribly afraid of meeting Mr. Trent. Mama, do you think she'll like me?
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Well, sir, it looks as if the mountain were going to visit Mohammed. Peggy had planned to visit her fiancé's family in Chicago, but now it seems the Trents are going to visit her. The Youngs are thrown into a flurry of excitement and speculation. As usual, when anything out of the ordinary happens, Mrs. Young's first thought is of her husband.
Oh, dear, I wish your father were home.
Well, he isn't. I'm here, though. I'll represent Dad.
Oh, yes, Pepper, you'll have to. I mean, you'll have to be home when they come, because I'll just about die if I have to talk to Mr. Trent all alone.
Well, I'll be here all right, sis. Do you know about what time they'll get here?
No, he didn't say.
You won't go to school tomorrow, will you, Peggy? They might be here early.
Well, what do you think, Mama? Do you think I ought to stay home from school?
Oh, no, dear, I don't think so. If they get here early, I can send for you.
All right, Mama, and perhaps I'd better go to school, because I think I'd just about die if I sat around here waiting.
And don't go telling Carter about it, either. That might make his father awful sore.
Oh, no, I won't if Mr. Trent asks me not to. Mama, I want the house to look lovely. I mean, could we have flowers and things all around?
We could have all the flowers there are on the place. We can pick some of the lilacs and the tulips.
Yes. And, Mama, what about food?
Food?
Yes. I mean, we've got to give them something to eat if they've come all that way. We've got to have something awfully nice for them, like tea and cake.
Tea and cake? Who ever heard of a man wanting tea and cake?
Well, then, sandwiches or something.
We'll have a table set with tea things, and if he's hungry or if he'd like something, it'll be all ready for him.
Mama, what do you think I ought to wear? To school, I mean. Oh, gosh, I'm so scared. I'm so afraid he'll just think I'm a silly little girl who doesn't know how to talk, even. I mean...
Darling, I'll help you. I'll be here.
So will I. I'll stand by you. They must think a lot of you to come all this way. It's quite a trip.
And it doesn't seem to have made him cross that the account was in the paper, now does it?
No, I don't think so.
It'll certainly be some day in the lives of the Youngs when Horace Trent arrives at Union Street and bangs on the front door.
We'll have everything lovely, and you can pick the flowers tomorrow morning.
I'll come over and help you, Peggy. Oh, I'd just love to see Horace Trent. I mean, I don't want to butt in or anything.
No, Edie, no visitors. It's just a family affair between the Trents and the Youngs.
All right. Only remember just how he looks, Peggy, and how he acts and how he talks and everything.
Oh, I don't know what I'll remember, Edie, or if I'll remember anything. I'm so petrified.
No, there's nothing to be afraid of, darling. You just be your natural self.
Is Mrs. Trent coming, too?
Why, I guess so. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Peggy, if Mrs. Trent comes, I'll just about die. I mean, that would just about put the seal of everything on it. But why can't you tell Carter?
No, I just can't, Edie, and don't you either. Don't anybody.
All right, I won't, but I do think that Carter ought to be allowed to know that his own father and mother are...
No, Edie. We'll do as Mr. Trent asks in this matter.
All right. Only I think Carter ought to know, but then, of course, it's none of my business.
I'll say it isn't. It's none of your business at all.
Well, I've got to go home now. I simply hate to go, but I have to. Peggy, couldn't you just let me pretend I was a maid in the house or something so I could see how they look when they drive up to the door? Because you'll never remember. I know you won't.
I don't suppose I'll remember anything except that she's Carter's mother and that Mr. Trent's Carter's father, and that as long as they don't think I'm hopeless and...
Now, they won't, dear. You just calm down now.
Oh, Mama, I'll try. Maybe they'll be proud of me someday. After all, they can teach me things, and that might be fun for people like them. Just to take me and teach me things. But I'm so afraid.
And so Peggy, eager to meet her future father and mother-in-law, is torn between panic at the prospect and delight at the honor they are showing her in coming to Elmwood. Preparations for their visit will come to a boiling point tomorrow. a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking.